Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, winter is commencing on a notably warm note. This morning's temperatures, though, have dipped slightly into the 40s, but we do anticipate, or I do, a return to near 80 degrees today by the end of the day. Another warm day is expected tomorrow, accompanied by scattered showers in the early hours, followed by a strong cold front moving through the area after dinner time on Friday, effectively cooling temperatures down just in time for the weekend. Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday. As previously mentioned, temperatures have cooled down slightly this morning from what we saw yesterday morning, as we did get a weak wind shift come across the area that ushered in some drier air, and that has allowed temperatures to drop into the 40s across North Texas here at this early hour. Cloud cover will increase through the day, with afternoon highs reaching the mid to upper 70s. The record high today stands at 83 degrees, which I don't expect to break. Clouds will continue to thicken overnight, with morning lows in the upper 50s to low 60s. Big change for tomorrow morning, marking an unusually warm period for this time of the year. I do anticipate a few showers moving in from the west by daybreak through lunchtime, although the majority of the rain and isolated strong storms will be confined to areas north of 380 towards the Red River and into Oklahoma. Breaks in the cloud cover are expected tomorrow, with highs reaching the mid-70s once again. Partly cloudy conditions will prevail on Friday, with highs in the low to mid-70s again. Strong cold front, though, is expected to arrive after dinner time towards midnight on Friday, bringing a slight chance of showers and isolated storms across the southeastern parts of North Texas, but the best chances will be located well to the south and east of DFW. As the front moves through, winds will shift to the north by midnight into Saturday morning, causing temperatures to drop into the mid-30s to near 40 degrees, and factor in that north wind blowing 15 to 25. It'll make it feel like it's near freezing by daybreak Saturday. Shock to the body. Plenty of sunshine is expected to dominate on Saturday, with breezy and seasonable conditions prevailing. Highs will only reach the low to mid-50s, which is average for this time of the year. Temperatures, though, will drop into the mid-30s to near 40 degrees on Sunday morning as the wind relaxes. Freeze line may be up to our northwestern counties. Afternoon highs, though, will reach the mid-50s once again on Sunday, which is average for this time of the year. Passing clouds are expected on Monday and Tuesday, accompanied by a slow warm-up. Highs on Monday are expected to reach close to 60 degrees with sunshine and low 60s on Tuesday. Now, beyond day 7, extended model trends indicate a series of cold fronts starting next Wednesday, colder air, with off and on cold fronts expected over the next week to 10 days after. Of course, we are in January, and that's expected in the winter time frame, and it'll eventually start to feel more like winter around here. However, it's still way too early to determine if we'll see any precipitation overrunning the cold air during this time frame. Stay tuned. Have a terrific day today, and please enjoy the weather when you can. It's the only weather you've got.